Panorama.
No tak netlačte se, kluci, na všechny se dostane. Jahodová, oříšková, vanilková, zkrátka jsem váš zmrzlina. Slunce dneska pálí, žízeň jako trám.
What should you do when the heat, the dust, and the stuffiness of the capital all gets too much? Well, for this week's panorama, I left Prague in a bid to make my own ice cream. But before you start thinking that I swapped Prague for Pisa, Palermo, or Perugia, well, stop. My journey took me much less far afield, to the outskirts of Brno, to be precise. It may not be Italy, but the Czech Republic has a long tradition of ice cream making, says head of the Czech Union of Confectioners, Drahoslav Hvězda.
Zmrzliny dělal jak můj děda, tak můj otec.
My grandfather made ice cream, my father made ice cream, and then I learned to make ice cream. The only thing is that I made ice cream under socialism, which meant I had to make it according to a given recipe, with ingredients regulated by the state. So that meant there was no room for invention, for imagination. We couldn't come up with our own flavors, and I think that this has set us back.
Dělat jaksi o své vlastní újmě, takhle bych to viděl.
As someone raised on Häagen-Dazs and Wall's ice cream, whose milk teeth took a pounding from all those mini milk ice lollies, I wonder what the communist equivalent Mr. Hvězda was making was like.
Musím teda říct, že to byly zmrzliny dobré.
I have to say these ice creams were good. The firm which made the raw ingredients was based in Opočno, Eastern Bohemia. And I have to say that whoever used their ingredients and followed the instruction as they were supposed to, then their ice cream were good, high quality and low in saturated fat. But of course, there was not so much scope for imagination.
Nebyla možnost tam uplatnit tolik té své osobní invence.
Mr. Hvězda now makes some very unusual flavors of ice cream indeed, but more on that later when we visit his factory. Back in the calm of his city center office, the Czech Republic's chief confectioner tells me about his competition.
Pokud mám přehled, tak zmrzlina se vyrábí...
As far as I know, ice cream is made in over 1,200 different places in the Czech Republic. That isn't an inconsiderable number of ice cream manufacturers, but it isn't too many either. There is still room for more on the market. But a lot of the people currently making ice cream are in small restaurants, in countryside tea rooms and so on, and they are not necessarily aware of hygiene rules and so forth when they are making this ice cream.
Mr. Hvězda comes from a long line of ice cream makers, but how did his forebears make ice cream before the age of freezers?
Děda i tatínek tady tu zmrzlinu dělali.
My grandfather and my father would gather ice in the winter and store it in the basement, which was specially insulated so that the ice would stay frozen for anything up to a year. I remember as a child, my father would bring home 50 or 60 kilos of ice at a time. He would chip it into little bits, put it into the ice cream maker, which was of course hand-powered. You had to turn it over and over by hand. And that is how he made ice cream, which was then kept cool in a display case packed with blocks of ice. So that is how we did it. It was difficult, yes, but we knew how to do it.
But what about today? To find out about the way ice cream is made now in the Czech Republic, I visited Mr. Hvězda's factory, which is also his home. My guide was the ice cream maker's colleague, Irena Čechová.
These are big freezer boxes, and in each one is ice cream frozen and just ready to go to customers. In this big room, there is a truck or a small car coming, and they are putting the ice cream directly in the car.
So is this an ice cream factory then? I mean, it looked like a house from outside, but inside it's something quite different.
Yeah, well, this is upstairs is Mr. Hvězda's residence, and here downstairs it was adapted to ice cream for ice cream making.
Mr. Hvězda's factory is a vision in stainless steel. At the start of the visit, we're given some hospital-like white coats to wear throughout the factory tour. Through a hallway of freezers, we come to a room full of whirring machines and are presented with one of Mr. Hvězda's checker-sounding ice creams.
Poppy seed ice cream, it's a specialty from Mr. Hvězda, and this is peanut, also it's not made regularly.
And what do you think of the peanut ice cream? Is it your...
I like it. Yeah, it's my almost favorite.
Almost favorite. What is your favorite?
Walnut. Walnut ice cream and a really good vanilla.
There are two big vats at the corner of the room in which molten ice cream mix is pasteurized. Then the mixture is put into a machine which swirls it round and round.
The machine makes 10 liters.
Okay. Yeah. But are there 10 liters in there right now? Did they not say there's less than 10 liters in there right now?
Well, you put 9 liters of the milk or water, and then with the additional flavors, it gives you more than 10 liters of the good ice cream.
So just witnessed, I guess, a new batch of ice cream starting to be made. Can you tell me a bit about what's happening, what's now going on with that milk and that stuff inside that machine?
Well, in the machine there is milk or water depending on the ice cream kind, and then the gentleman added the mixture depending on what mixture was it. I think it was peanut butter ice cream again, and now it's going to be mixed and frozen under a specific temperature for this ice cream.
Okay. And the machine, I hear, is cooled down by cold water.
Yeah, and the water is going to... the machine heats the water, and it's going to be just... It goes in waves, so it would be good to use it somehow. Maybe for a swimming pool in the garden, that would be nice.
There are shelves of tins full of exotic flavours that Mr. Fiesta adds to his ice cream. The ice cream maker brings down one such tin of ice cream concentrate and two spoons for us to taste.
This is the whole strawberry mix, which is used for making ice cream mixture.
It looks like jam. Mm. Oh my gosh, that's very, very sour. Thank you. I've noticed it gets very, very hot in there. It must be pretty difficult to work in that sort of condition. And not what you'd expect from an ice cream factory, really.
Being very cold there, right?
Exactly.
Not sweating.
Need to spend some time in the freezers, I think, after that.
Vanilkovou, jahodovou, oříškovou, borůvkovou, banánovou, citronovou a tu z čokolády. Kakaovou, papájovou, jogurtovou, melounovou, malinovou a jednu modrou, tu mají děti rády.
And with that, as well as several further mouthfuls of delicious homemade gelato, my ice cream odyssey came to an end. So it was back to Prague and onto a diet for me.
Slunce dneska pálí, žízeň jako trávě.